FlexTech Alliance basically is like a trade organization. It develops ecosystems and or helps develop ecosystems for different new technologies when they start to be evolved. FlexTech has experience going back to flat panel displays, as I said, about 20 years ago when I started it. There we were developing equipment and materials for flat panel displays, manufacturing equipment and materials. And what we did is we formed a consortium of a large number of companies who were all interested in obtaining manufacturing equipment and materials for flat panel displays. That morphed into more to do with flexible electronics than display technology as the display market matured. And flexible electronics takes different forms. It's all about building electronics often on a flexible substrate material like a plastic or some kind of thin substrate, which you can bend and you can wrap around different devices. And once you start to put chips on there, then it becomes a flexible hybrid electronic system. And the kind of things that people are interested in is everything from wearable devices that fit in on a soldier or an athlete or someone who is chronically ill to large arrays of sensor on a plastic substrate that you can fit on an aircraft wing to basically measure stresses in the wing as it flaps and it flies.
So, just a question to clarify, are we talking about the goal here and what the Defense Department is investing in? Are they talking about something that can be formed and then curved or bent in some way and then fixed in place, or something that might flex while in use repeatedly, almost like on a rubber substrate?
I would say both. They're interested in both. For instance, if you put a very large sheet of sensors on an aircraft wing, that, as you know, as we look out the window and the aircraft flies, we see the wing flaps in the air, and therefore it needs to be able to be flexible once it's attached to that wing. And then you have other things like, it goes so far as to say, sometimes you need even stretchable substrates. Ever tried putting a Band-Aid on your elbow? Tough thing to do.
Sure.
Because as you move your arm up and down, your elbow bends and takes different forms. And if you could put a stretchable substrate on there to maybe measure a wound that you have on your elbow or any other part of the body, then you would basically want it to be both flexible and stretchable in that case.
And so the hybrid challenge is that the chips themselves, no matter how small or thin, are still not flexible.
Right. Well, when you get them thin enough, they will be flexible in the sense that you can bend them without breaking them. And I'm talking about 25 microns, which is very thin. So the challenge there is a somewhat different challenge. It's to create from a standard silicon chip, create very thin chips where you remove most of the silicon that's not functional. And you then have to attach it to a substrate material like a plastic or something like this. And then you have to know how to handle it because it's only 25 microns thick. But once it gets stuck satisfactorily to the substrate, you can bend the substrate and twist it, and the chip will be fine.
So it sounds like there are numerous engineering challenges, maybe even some basic science challenges here in interconnection and in the substrate materials and in the chip materials, and also the fact that the trend in microelectronics has been to go multi-layer higher and higher, and yet that would seem to be, the flexible idea would work against that idea.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. You may think that, and we're not so much worried about stacking lots of chips on top of each other. But interestingly enough, when they do that, they like to make very thin chips. So part of the development in doing that has helped us in obtaining thinner chips to put on a flexible substrate. And most of the technology has been proven. What is really our focus is to create a manufacturing ecosystem for these types of systems and devices, because that's where we need to advance the technology. It needs to be basically matured so you can manufacture these devices very cost effectively.
We're speaking with Malcolm Thompson. He's the executive director designate of the FlexTech Alliance. And so what does the Department of Defense bring to this whole effort besides money?
Well, there's a tremendous number of applications that Defense Department is interested in. We work with both the Army and the Air Force on some different contracts that we have at the moment. And they are really quite varied. I explained the Air Force application on the wing. But the Air Force has done a lot of pioneering research in basically monitoring pilots, developing techniques for monitoring pilots, which monitors them to evaluate whether they are fatigued, whether they are focused and can concentrate, which is essentially they can measure cognitive capabilities of the pilot. And this is all done using a sweat sensor. In other words, it measures like you measure the chemicals in sweat, just like when you go in to the doctor and you have a blood test and it measures all the chemicals in the blood. This measures it in a sensor, which can be attached to the body, and it can continuously monitor the sweat and the what are called biomarkers, these chemicals, continuously, and to basically monitor the pilot itself. And this is in a development stage at the moment, and we're helping to mature that. We have a contract with the Air Force where we have a large number of companies and universities working on this issue to develop it for the pilot. And of course, you immediately see that there are commercial applications for this as well, for different types of human condition. For instance, people who are chronically ill, you could monitor them continuously to make sure that they are not reaching a very critical stage. And in addition to that, there's an application which I think is fascinating. As a pediatrician called me and said, "We're interested in your sweat patch." And I said, "Well, if you don't mind me asking, what particular interest do you have in that?" "Well, I take care of highly premature babies, and we can extract no or a very small amount of blood from the baby, and I need to be able to continuously monitor the baby. And if I had a sweat patch that I could put on its back, this would help me tremendously." So the pioneering applications that the DoD brings to us often leads to spin off these other applications, which are really quite profound and help people in medicine and human performance.
And so what happens next operationally? The government is investing tens of millions of dollars in all of this, and they're going to there'll be a site. Where will this all be located, and will you expect to have federal people kind of on site there as all the other employees?
So this is a very much an industry Department of Defense partnership. We will work very closely with DoD, as we've done in the past. There is a central site, what we call a hub, which there will be a small volume manufacturing facility created for these flexible hybrid electronic systems.
And where will that?
That will be in San Jose, California, in Silicon Valley here. And but we have about 90 companies and 40-odd universities we're working with around the country who will help develop some of these manufacturing processes, equipment, and materials. They already have capabilities and expertise in there. And so they will participate in various projects, and that activities will go on in their site, whether that might be in Massachusetts, in New York, or wherever, where some of our partners are. And the hub, as I say, will do small volume manufacturing, which will basically provide parts and systems for the Department of Defense and for initial production for commercial applications.
So just to summarize, then, the basic science and engineering is mostly there, and you're looking to make it manufacturable at volume.
Absolutely. Yes, that's correct.
Anything else I should ask that I haven't?
I think this is a very interesting private-public partnership where the management team and of the organization, there will be both people from the Air Force and the Army research labs participating with us and helping manage the whole overall thing. And I think it's going to be a very exciting development to see how this all comes together.